Hi, I'm Couture Belly with the Philadelphia Student Union, and I interviewed Shanira Curry Scott and Othella Stanback on how they felt about AP classes. Because the world is not only segregated by race, it is segregated by education. So, Shanira, how did you come across AP classes?
When I first came to University City High School, I didn't have any AP classes. They told me that I should take AP classes. AP classes, there are not a lot of people in there, so you'll get some of the work done. As far as having like an academic classes or a merit classes, there's a whole lot of people in there. You don't get any work done. So it's better to have AP classes than academic.
You just listened to one of the few students who have AP classes in my school. And next we have a student in the same school with a different circumstance. So, Othella, do you have any AP classes? Because I know that you're a freshman.
No. Actually, that was like, you're going to be in ninth grade academy. I didn't even know what that was. My sister was like, ninth grade academy is for the students who, like, the dumb students, which actually, like, the less advanced students, as I put it.
As you just listened to, the student kept saying dumb. Why would she refer to herself and students as dumb? That piece is an example of internal oppression. When a student is constantly downgraded by the teacher, they start to believe it themselves. So, do you feel that there is a difference in the supplies in AP classes and in regular classes? So, Shanira, how are your books?
And they're not all torn up. They're like brand new books.
So, Othella, how do you feel about your supplies in your classes compared to an AP class supplies?
Since they're in AP, and I have torn up book without pages that I'm supposed to be working on.
This is true. AP classes have more resources, but why? And most public schools are underfunded. And now we have Othella and what she thinks is the reason.
I feel as though that they just want to be setting us in categories as the smarter students and the dumber students so they can see which one needs more funding and which one doesn't need more funding, as it should be equal to all classes having funding.
And now here is Othella representing herself and other students who didn't have a chance to have AP classes but would like one.
The class I'm in now, it's no challenge, so I basically just don't want to go there because it's like no challenge and stuff. But like, if they don't give me a chance to be in AP class, how do they know if I'm smart enough to do the work that's in AP class? What if I just don't understand the work as lower because it's too easy for me when I need an actual challenge?
So what we learned from this piece is that AP classes and regular classes have different resources, but AP classes have more resources. Not only by books, but classroom size. It is easier for teachers to focus on students. In a non-AP class, students might feel as though they don't get enough attention. Therefore, they can't do their work that they need help with. I feel as though students should all have equal education. There shouldn't be a setting where some students are being treated better than others, because that is how students are segregated.